Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B. and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Ineville, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jardar. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Minister Lily Bede and Pastor Fanny Reed with One Verse Ministry. And today we are talking about peace. Did you guys hear what I said? Peace. We are talking about peace. That's a high commodity right now. Amen. And I'm coming from John, the 14th chapter and the 27th verse. Let us see what Jesus said about peace. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. Did you guys hear what I said? Don't let your hearts be troubled by coronavirus or any other virus. Amen. I'm going to give you a definition of peace. All right. This is coming from the Webster Dictionary. Okay. Peace is freedom from disturbance and tranquility. Peace, inner peace, refers to a state of being mentally and spiritually at peace with enough knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord or stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. Amen. Did you guys get that dictionary's meaning there? So therefore, peace means undisturbed, tranquility, inner peace. Emotionally, spiritually, you should be at peace concerning everything. Amen. No need to be anxious. All right. Peace. God grants us peace beyond our finite understanding. That means small understanding. Peace of God is a stabilizer in the midst of our storms. His peace he has left with us. So therefore, nobody can take your peace because God gave it to you. So no one else can take it, amen, unless you allow the world to infiltrate your thinking. The anointing for our peace has already been released for his children. Make sure you are one of the children. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible say the bread belongs to the children. So be sure you're one of the children, okay? It will cause you to remain calm when trouble arises. And that's just going to happen, people. Trouble is going to rise in some form or in shape. It is always going to be present in our lives because we live in a fallen world. Amen. The world doesn't offer much peace. Just look around. The world cannot give it because the world doesn't know the one who has it. Who is peace? But for these who have the spirit of peace within them. Amen. The peace of Christ is possible no matter the circumstances. So no matter what's going on with you, you can have the peace of God if you hook up with him. We can reject the chaos of the world and embrace God's peace. I'm going to read that again. We can reject the chaos of the world and embrace God's peace. But you got to know what the world, what the Word of God says about peace. You got to know who gave you peace in order to be able to reject all the chaos that's going on around you. And right now, the world is full of chaos. Everywhere you go, everywhere you look, people are washing hands like they never washed before. People have masks on their faces. They got sanitizer all over their house because they are fearful. Fear will block out any kind of receptacle that you hear from God with. Fear is a stopper. It will cause you to stop and dissolve. Amen? So it's good to know the peace of God, that he gave it to you. The world didn't, and the world cannot take your peace unless, like I said, you allow it to infiltrate your thinking. Amen? The book of Philippians tells us how peace works. First, choose to rejoice in God. This is all about choices. First, choose to rejoice in God and when and who he is. Two, bring all your worries, fears, and concerns to God in prayer. So you have to know how to pray. That is how you get in touch with God. That is how you get him on the phone, through prayer. So you need to know how to pray. And I'm talking about more than the Lord is my shepherd. You need to know the words of God. And a good one to remember in these times is Psalms 91. If you don't know it or you're not acquainted, get your Bible and read it. Amen. Every day. Third, fill your mind with God's truth. Truth is going to be truth. Facts change. The truth will always be the truth. God's word will be God's word until the end of time. So the word of God is true. So facts and truth do mismatch. Amen? Fact is something that can change from day to day, minute to minute, because it's man-made. Amen? Truth is God's word and is solid as a rock. Amen? Four, choose to think about the things of God. Meditate on the word of God day and night. And he tells us in Joshua, if you meditate on the word of God day and night, you will find health and marrow to your bones. Marrow means the stuff that's inside your bones that makes your bones strong. So if you got the word inside of you, you're going to remain strong. No matter what's going on around you, you will not fall and crumble like a cookie. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the word about peace. So today, I'm telling everybody in radio land to enjoy the peace of God because it's here. It's not going to go away. And there's another thing you all need to know. Nothing, absolutely nothing catches God by surprise. So this thing that's going on now, God is not surprised. He's simply letting us know he is in control. Amen. Be blessed. Amen.
Good morning. I'm Associate Pastor Fanny Reed, and this morning we are going to be praying for protection and deliverance of the city we are in and our surrounding cities in the world. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we have received your peace, your power, your ability, efficiency, and might because the Holy Spirit has come up on us, and we are your witnesses in the earth and to the ends of the very bounds of the earth, in Jesus' name. We fearlessly and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in good times and troubled times. For every need, appropriate help and well-timed help, coming just when we need the help in the city we are in and in our surrounding cities in the world, in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for sending forth your commandments to the earth Your word runs swiftly throughout the world. Your word continues to grow and spread in Jesus' name. Father, we seek, inquire, require, and request the peace and welfare of our cities in the world in which you have caused us to live. We pray to you for the welfare of our city and the cities around the world, and for us to do our part by getting involved in it. We will not let false prophets and diviners who are in the midst deceive us. We pay no attention and attach no significance to our dream that we dream or to them. Father God, we ask you to destroy their schemes. O Lord, confuse their tongues, for we have seen violence and strife in the cities. Holy Spirit, we ask you to visit our cities and the world and open the eyes of the people that they may turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they and we may thus receive forgiveness and release from our sins and a place and portion among those who are consecrated and purified by Jesus in faith. My sister just finished reading, the bread is for the children. We're going to have to get in a relationship with God so we can get the bread. Father, we pray for deliverance and salvation for those who are following the course and fashion of this world. We are under the sway of the tendency of this present age, following the principle of the power of the air. Father, forgive us, for they know not what they do. Father, you see the original and culture strongholds that will hinder the gospel. You have told us to declare your works, so we say boldly that the prince of the power of the air, the god of this world, who blinds the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth, is a defeated foe. We declare on the authority of your word that you have disarmed the powers in authority. You made a public spectacle of them. And we thank you for it, God, because you said in your word that the righteous shall never be put to shame. You say, if the earth come down around us, be still and know that you're God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you that you made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Thank you, Father, for the spreading of the gospel in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for the guardian angel assigned to our cities and individual to each and every one of us and who war for us in the heavens. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we stand victorious over the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. In Jesus' name. We ask the Holy Spirit to sweep through the gates of our cities and convince the people and bring demonstration to them about sin and about righteousness, uprightness of heart, and right standing with God and about judgment. Father God, you say if we are willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. God, we thank you and praise you today. Give us a willing and an obedient spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, you told us signs and wonders shall follow the believers. We thank you for your demonstration that you are given, because we walk by faith and not by sight. Father, you said, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace and not for evil, to give us a hope in your final outcome. By the blessing of the influence of the upright in God's favor, because of them, our cities and the world is exalted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is the day that the Lord has